Welcome back to Married with Children, the podcast. And Callie, just you and I in studio today. No Facebook Live, going back to basics. And I titled this episode, Don't Call It a Comeback, because it feels like it has been a rough couple weeks for us to get in the studio and be able to do some episodes.
Yes, it has, for sure.
So before we jump right in, I do want to thank our sponsors.
Miller's Termite and Pest Control is the only place you need to look for pest control. Don't get roped into contracts or high prices with the big companies. Reach out to someone who cares about you. They can handle any problem from termites, bed bugs, ants, spiders, etc. They also do lawn care. Where else can you keep the bugs out of your house and your yard looking sharp? Reach out to them today on Facebook at Miller's Termite and Pest Control. Email at pest_n_peace@yahoo.com or by phone at 812-767-5657. We've all heard horror stories about insurance companies and insurance agents. Let me tell you about my family's agent, Tommy Taylor. Tommy is an agent at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and is a multi-line agent that can keep all your insurance in one place. Why is a dedicated agent so important? When you have the unexpected occur, you'd much rather know the person on the other end of the phone. Contact info for Tommy: 812-372-4483 at extension 2447, or look him up on Facebook at Tommy Taylor, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Don't be another horror story. Stop knocking on wood and relying on a 1-800 number. Trust Tommy Taylor today.
Looking for a new tattoo? Looking for a professional piercer to add to your body art? There's no reason to drive to Indy or Louisville. Just visit Beauty from Ashes Tattoo Parlor in Crothersville, Indiana. Beauty from Ashes is located just past the Dollar General on Highway 31. Stop in and check out the amazing work done by all four artists at the shop. Each artist has a unique and personal style, but all do amazing work. The shop is family friendly, so don't hesitate to bring your kids or loved ones with you when you stop by to get some ink. Check out all the artists' work on their Facebook page and book an appointment today with either Kyle, Martha, Billy, or Lily. You won't be disappointed. Beauty from Ashes Tattoo Parlor, Crothersville, Indiana.
Don't let your Saturday night go without the...
Wanted to start a podcast, but don't know where to start? APR Podcast Studios in Crothersville, Indiana is available to record, edit, and produce a podcast in-house for you for a minimal fee. Don't waste hundreds or even thousands of dollars trying to get started. Let APR Podcast Studios do the hard work, and you worry about the content and entertainment. APR Podcast Studios is available by email at aprpodcaststudios@gmail.com or by phone at 812-455-1313. Sorry there, I was getting a little clicky on the soundboard and threw out a little Brown Sound Speedway.
I was gonna say it sounded like Staples was coming on, and I thought, oh wow.
Yeah, that one. But I do want to say one that is not a sponsor of our show, but I do want to give a shout out to them, just because he did some work for us here, and that's P3 Graphics and P3RacingShirts.com. Eric Bryant, they are a sponsor of Throttled Up, the podcast, and big supporter of everything we do here at APR Podcast Studios. But he just printed us this sweet 4x8 banner that's, I know we're not Facebook Live right now.
I was
going to
say, you're like talking about it, but this is like the one show that we've done in a long time that we're not Facebook Live, and here you're...
Next
week, tune in.
Well, yeah, they may see it
tomorrow
night. They may
night.
See it tomorrow night on Hoosier Hardwoods Live.
Yeah.
They will definitely see it on Throttled Up.
Yeah.
But it is a sweet 4x8 banner that's really cool. Hoosier Hardwoods Live logo and Throttled Up and Married with Children all together. So,
yeah.
If you're looking for banners or t-shirts or wraps, check out P3 Graphics. And or if you're looking for racing t-shirts, check out P3RacingShirts.com. So I did want to give them a shout out. I also wanted to say, speaking about another one of our sponsors, huge shout out to my assistant principals that I work with every day.
Oh yeah.
Talking about Beauty from Ashes, because they went in together and got me a gift certificate for some more ink. So shout out to those guys for hooking me up with another opportunity to go down and see Kyle and his crew and get some more ink. And I know you are extremely excited.
Totally excited. I thought maybe you were going to throw me a shout out because I ran my first podcast last week. I thought maybe that's what you were going to
I was going to get to it.
Oh, okay.
It was on. Okay. It was
on your notes.
It was
nice.
Coming.
Okay.
But yeah, I do want to give a shout out, and the guys at Hoosier Hardwoods Live. If you haven't checked that show out, if you're into the outdoors or hunting and fishing, it's a great show that we're producing here at APR Podcast Studios. And the cool thing is that if you're tired of hearing myself talk on either Throttled Up or Married with Children, or you're tired of Callie talking, which is what I think is wrong with Alex, our youngest right now.
yeah,
but
if you can hear him.
If you are, the cool thing is that Hoosier Hardwoods Live doesn't feature us.
Yeah.
You might hear us ask a question or two every now and then, or you know, say some things about what's going on Facebook Live, but it is hosted by Merle Robinson and Matt Lamar.
Yeah.
They're a part of the Hoosier Hardwoods Outdoors group. They've had two great guests on, and Brandon Tormolian, who talked about competitive coon hunting, and then Chris Cooper, who talked about competitive archery and some of the things that go in it. So very, very good show, very cool stuff, and shout out to those guys for having APR Podcast Studios produce and distribute that for them. But I had the basketball
sectional. We double booked ourselves, or you double booked yourself or something, I guess.
Yeah, and I had the basketball sectional at Seymour, and you had to run the entire podcast, and you've been practicing.
Yeah.
And you felt good.
I thought it may happen like 2 weeks ago. We thought because you had some conferences or some meetings or something. I forget.
I had the teacher of the year banquet.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I made amazing time to get home.
He did. He was coming in hot and came in at like 7:56 and it starts at 8.
So we rolled right into it. But you did a great job. You had some technical difficulties with Facebook Live and some things, but
Facebook was the thing that wasn't working out well. So, but we figured it out and got it done. But
and hey, the guys Merle and Matt both gave you a huge shout out for running the show and how well you did. And so it's kind of a cool deal for me because I actually am intrigued just to see other people do it. I mean, it's exciting for me to watch other people podcast, I guess.
Right.
And as silly as that is, but. But yeah, huge shout out to you, and you did a great job. And
thanks.
And proud of you. So
thank you.
I do want to say though, here's kind of the crazy thing, and we've talked a little bit previously, but we did last show when we had Mike Broughton on and talked a little bit about Indiana high school basketball and his career and everything. That was episode number 50.
I know, isn't that crazy?
So we're over a year that we've been doing this. We're about 13 months in, I think, but so over a year that we've been, we've hosted the Married with Children show and 50 episodes.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
So, and I know we kind of talked about this when we did the New Year's show, but what's some of your favorite moments so far?
Man, I don't know. My favorite moments. I did like the food challenge. That was a fun one. That was like a fun one to do.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, obviously we've had a lot of really good interviews, you know, and people on or called in or whatever, but, I did like the food challenge. So I would like to do one of those here at some point, something, you know, like interactive, I guess, cause something kind of like that maybe. I don't know. What do you think? I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
You know, I would have to say, you know, and going all the way back, we've kind of talked about some of the favorite episodes we've had were. I got to say, just in this new year, since we've not talked about it, the Southern Indiana Ghost Hunters, and shout out to that crew. But every time we get to have them on, I learn more and more. And I'm, you know how intrigued I am with all that stuff. And very, very excited. And I know Barb listens. So, Barb, I'm going to be reaching out to you here in the next week because I believe I am supposed to be going with you on March 30th to the Dollhouse in Greensburg to do an overnight stay and and an investigation. So I am pumped about that part. And those guys, it's just been really cool to build a friendship with Barb and that whole crew of Southern Indiana Ghost Hunters. And I've really appreciated that. Another big one for me was I loved having Zach Ferguson on, author of The Game That Pops Didn't Teach. And that one for me was just kind of personal because It was cool that I connected with a kid that I didn't know directly when I was at Evansville Harrison.
Right, right.
But my connections to being in Evansville and at Harrison.
Well, and you guys like knew a lot of the same people.
Yeah, that wasn't really a part of the show, but you got to kind of see that beforehand when we were naming off people and who we knew and how we knew them and when was the last time we had talked to them. So it was just cool. And I guess for me, too, to see what Zach has even done since he's been on the show, and by no means is this a result of being on our show in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
But, you know, he's doing life coaching now. He's speaking all the time. He's out, and he's making a difference. So that was a really cool one. And then I have to shout out to Forrest Turner to be the first one who came in.
Yes, that was cool.
And played music live, and he kind of set the bar now. So I know we got Colt Windhorst coming up here in the next couple weeks.
Justin Underwood,
and we're trying to get Cody Eichard back again.
Yeah, so we've got a couple musicians,
and the bar has kind of been raised now.
Yeah, so that
you've
was really cool.
You've got to bring your stuff and play.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure.
Because if not, I think Forrest is going to kind of ridicule you.
No, that was. I agree. That was a good one for sure.
So, yeah. So, for me, I think it's just kind of crazy to think that we've done 50 episodes on this silly little thing that we started.
We've come a long way, at least with all parts, but at least with our studio and what we started with our card table and everything.
And it is funny because she sent me a picture the other day of a memory on Facebook, NC did, about her first appearance. I just looked. Her first episode with us, Counseling Sessions with NC, came out March 6th. So we're getting ready for the one-year anniversary of NC joining us for the first time. So it was just, it's kind of cool to look back. And like I said, I'm amazed at what we've been able to do. And you're right, we've come a long way, and it's been fun. And I appreciate everybody who listens and everybody who comes on. And I'm excited. We do have some big, big shows coming up. We got Chris Spangle from the We Are Libertarians Network coming on this weekend. And, you know, he's worked on the Bob and Tom Show.
Yeah.
I mean, he's averaging about 10,000 downloads a episode on his podcast, We Are Libertarians. Going to talk a little bit of politics, going to talk a little bit about, you know, his viewpoints on things. He's an extremely intelligent guy, and I'm excited to talk to him. That same night, Sunday night, we're going to be at Seymour Brewing Company, Brooklyn Pizza, with owner Sean Malone doing a live from Seymour Brewing Company.
I'm excited for that one. It's on location.
Absolutely. And I've wanted to have Sean on for a while, and he will probably admit when he's on the show on Sunday night that I have pestered him and bugged him and continued to. And I came down, had strep throat the Sunday he was supposed to come over here. So I said, man, if you will just reschedule with me, I will come to you. So I am excited to go over there and see him. I already said Colt Windhorst is going to be coming on here next weekend. We're going to try and get Inspired Grounds coffee shop rescheduled. We had some sickness this weekend, too, and some things go on. And it's just been a couple weeks of, it seems like, you know, getting knocked down and having to restart again.
I'm totally ready for the warmer weather, because this cold weather is just about all I'm over it. And I'm just ready for it to warm up to where we can go outside and hopefully everybody kind of gets over this crazy sickness that has been lingering, and I don't know, then we'll hopefully be a lot better off.
Yeah, and you know, I'm kind of over the snow and the cold, and
I know, me too.
And I am ready for spring to definitely get started. So like I said, and you know, I had the unfortunate thing that you are no longer older than me this weekend.
That's right. That's exactly right. We are the same age.
For the next few months.
few, like eight.
I think it all just depends on how you look at it.
Yeah. And someone asked how old you are, and we both say the same number. So.
Yeah, that's a tough part. But I had a great birthday. And like I said, shout out to everybody who sent me their birthday wishes. And I appreciate it. I'm blessed. It's an amazing life that I get to live, and I appreciate everybody who reached out and let me know they were thinking about me. So,
sorry if you hear Alex. He's like, at least he's not crying. I tried to put him up to play, and he just wanted to cry.
Well, this is something I was not even planning on talking about.
Like,
but
what?
Well, I just I had pulled up. So this is like breaking news, but
oh.
I had pulled up USA Today just to kind of. I had some other things we were going to talk about, but when I just pulled up USA Today on the homepage, Luke Perry dies at 52 after massive stroke.
Oh, really?
Luke Perry from Beverly Hills 90210,
uh-huh.
Riverdale. So yeah. So
oh my.
Luke Perry passed away at 52. That's why I said, oh wow. I was kind of scanning the headlines here as you were talking. To see what was going on, and that was the top story right there that he has he's passed away. So so I do want to talk about TV and one that we've not watched yet, but that I'm kind of intrigued to see is this documentary called Leaving Neverland. And it premiered last night on HBO.
Okay.
And we didn't get a chance to watch it,
no.
But it is obviously about Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And two men who have come out now that says that they were molested by him when they were 7 and 10 years old. And they come out and tell their stories. And there's been obviously people on both sides of the spectrum saying that it is, you know, untrue, it's made up, and others that say that obviously they have very credible sources. So I've not got a chance to watch it yet, but I'm very, very interested. But
it's on HBO.
Yeah, it's on HBO. Like I said, premiered last night. And the amazing thing that I didn't realize, I was listening to Howard Stern on the way home today, and they said that he has, since Michael Jackson's death, which when did he die? Do you know?
No.
Because they were talking about that the family is extremely nervous about this documentary. 2009. So, okay, so almost 10 years.
Wow. I mean, I knew it was longer probably than I thought, but.
But that his family is very concerned about this documentary and how it's going to be viewed because the money that they're making on his estate. And basically what they were saying is prior to him dying, most radio stations had kind of stopped playing his music because of all of these rumors about relationships with young boys and all that kind of stuff. But after he passed, they really started firing up playing his music again.
Uh-huh.
They said that that the family has brought in $2 billion since his death.
Oh my gosh.
And just this year alone, he's made $400 million. He is the,
in 2019?
Yes. He is the highest earning dead celebrity.
Oh my gosh.
That there is. So obviously the family is extremely concerned
that people won't.
That this could obviously hurt what they're making.
Okay.
And
yeah.
And it's just kind of crazy because obviously they've sold a lot of his music to different commercials,
yeah,
things like that. They also, that was the famous thing where he owned part of the Beatles catalog. Michael Jackson had bought it. And obviously some of that's been released since then. But So I have no opinion on that. I just found it amazing that $2 billion has been made in the last 10 years.
Wow.
Just on his music and royalties and estate. You know, they've got a Broadway show that I think is supposed to come out, but I think they said it's put on hold now with this.
Oh, yeah.
And Vegas show, all this stuff. And obviously, you know, the family wants to protect their cash cow because it's obviously still making them a ton of money. So, but also another show that you and I have started watching, talking a little TV here, is Proven Innocent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I wanted to get your thoughts and your reaction. We're the three episodes in. We're caught up. Obviously, I don't want to give anything away from it if anybody wants to watch it. But
your
thoughts.
I like it. I get into like Law and Order SVU, like those kind of shows. And like Criminal Minds, like those are probably my top shows. I like that kind of stuff. And Proven Innocent is, I wouldn't say like an SVU, but it's like a Law and Order, you know, like in the courtroom type thing, I guess. But she's always, you know, trying to, prove the people
wrongfully
innocent.
Convicted.
Yes, the wrongfully convicted, yes, that are serving time. And I guess, I don't know how much you think we should give away. But I mean, like, she was one that was wrongfully convicted, and so that's kind of her push of she was wrongfully convicted. And so, I mean, so she's wanting to help others that are, I guess, is kind of the gist of it.
And I think the coolest thing about it, and I said this to you the other day, Kelsey Grammer stars in it from Cheers and Frasier, if you don't remember who Kelsey Grammer is. But he's not the...
He's like the not...
He's the anti-hero. Yeah. But he is extremely good in it and plays the part very, very well. So if you haven't watched it, I suggest going out and checking it out. It's a great one so far. I'm interested to see how they go. It's got a lot of backstory along with, obviously, the weekly episodes.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yep. I agree.
Also, talking about movies, we've watched two recently, which is like a record number for us in the last couple weekends. And the first one we watched was Trading Paint, which is the new John Travolta and Shania Twain movie, which fits Throttled Up a little bit because it is a late model dirt track racing movie. We got to watch it a little bit early. I don't think it's supposed to come out in select theaters until March 22nd, but you could get it on Vudu before. But what were your thoughts about Trading Paint?
I mean, I liked it. I thought it was good and interesting and was a pretty good story. And I mean, obviously I know you're into the, like the dirt track and obviously goes to the speedway and that kind of stuff. So, but I mean, I thought it was good and had a cool storyline and stuff to it. So I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I thought it was really good. I mean, it's like I've said to some other people, that it is, sometimes it is a little Hollywood, a little over the top,
but
you have to expect that. But I still thought it was a good movie. Hopefully it'll interest some people in dirt track racing, which is another passion of mine, and get them involved. But I thought it was well done. I didn't think it was too over the top. Well done. Good storyline. I thought John Travolta's character was pretty good in it. Shania Twain was good in it. So overall, pretty good movie.
Yeah.
Then yesterday we watched Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
Your thoughts on it?
I thought it was really good.
I did too.
I wanted to watch it, but I mean, like, I'm not a big Queen, you know, type fan. And so I wasn't really sure how much I would enjoy it, but I really liked it.
Yeah. And I love Queen's music. And it was funny to me because there was a couple times when you were like, is this their song?
Yeah. Like there were songs at play that I obviously know. And I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that this was one of their songs.
Right. Because you probably just listened to it on Jock Jams.
probably.
But no, I thought it was really cool. I thought it was cool to see the kind of the story of Freddie Mercury. You know, kind of a pioneer in what he did. You know, like you and I were talking, they come out with their first album, which is rock, then they do the Bohemian Rhapsody song, which is this opera mixed with rock, which was just kind of crazy, and it was just kind of cool to see kind of his whole rise to fame and his struggles in his personal life and things like that.
Right.
But I would highly recommend it. I think it was a very, very, very good show, so, and good movie.
I agree.
All right. I also found this because I know that you have a waffle maker. And
yes,
this is 21 completely life-changing things you can make in a waffle maker.
Oh, I like that.
So I want to see if you think that these are truly life-changing.
I mean, in my waffle maker, the one thing that I thought was pretty awesome was the quesadillas that we make.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, like,
so
I
let's see if it's on the
I
list.
Don't know if that's on there, but that was good enough. Oh, French
this
toast.
This says French toast waffles.
Okay, good idea.
I like that.
I do too.
Cinnamon bun waffles. We have tried this. It is not nearly as good as what.
Have we tried that?
Yeah, we put cinnamon rolls in the waffle maker. It
looks really good there.
It doesn't turn out. Churro waffles. I'm all about this.
Okay.
Grilled cheese.
Never thought of that. Makes sense.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, okay.
Sugar cookies. Big sugar cookie person.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese waffles.
Interesting.
I don't know if I think that sounds good or not.
I don't think
quesadillas.
So. There we go. Boom.
Tater tots.
Ooh, interesting.
Pizza waffles. Stuffing waffles. That doesn't interest me.
No.
Cornbread.
No.
Mashed potatoes.
What in the world?
Brownies.
Brownies, no.
You, why not brownies?
I mean, I like brownies, but I just think that looks weird.
But it's like you get all, if you like the corner edge of the brownies, like where it's a little bit like crispy, you're going to get that in every piece.
I agree with that. And you're right. But I am not, number one, I am not a corner person. I'm like getting right in the middle. But the other, the only thing that I will say that that would be good is if you put icing in it, like melted the icing, like
or
the
if
icing,
you just put ice cream on top of it.
Or ice cream, yeah, to where it could sit in the holes.
Donut waffles.
Okay.
That just seems like a waste of a good donut.
Yeah, you're just flattening it.
Falafel waffles.
Okay.
Croissants. Egg waffles.
I wonder how you do that. Do you just put the egg in, like?
I guess. Burrito waffles.
Okay.
Biscuit waffles.
I think they're just throwing, like, literally anything in there.
And steak waffles.
Oh.
So, really, I don't see a whole lot of life changing.
No, I don't either. What's your favorite one?
I would say our quesadillas.
Quesadillas were definitely the best.
And anything that would make you make sugar cookies more often, I will vote for. Because I love sugar cookies.
Oh, that's not the hard part. The baking part is not the hard part of the sugar cookies. Not that they're hard. It's just the, like, rolling it all out and everything. That's the slowest part.
I'm trying to look here and see what else. Okay, I've never seen this, but hold on. Oops. This guy says he made a completely silent song that was trending on iTunes. Let's see what he says here. This is a video. So let me get it.
White lips. Hi, I'm Samir, and I made a mostly silent song that made the top 30 on the iTunes charts. So it was a Sunday morning, I'm sitting at Starbucks, and I'm thinking to myself, gosh, you know what I hate? I hate that every time I plug my phone into my car, the song from Taylor Swift, All You Had to Do Was Stay, plays. For a lot of people, it's Kendrick Lamar's ADHD, or Ed Sheeran's A-Team, or even Vampire Weekend's A-Bomb. There are a lot more. I think those were some of the more similar ones that I came across. The reason it plays is the way iPhones are set up is that it plays the first song alphabetically into your car. So I tell myself, I gotta do something about this. I can't do this anymore. I'm gonna make a blank song that plays to give me enough time to go figure out whatever song that I wanna play. So I knew this was a problem because years before I wrote a BuzzFeed post about it because at that time, A-Punk by Vampire Weekend was doing that to me. And I even asked them to change the name of the song, but obviously they didn't do that. So it occurred to me that I gotta do something about this. Enough is enough. And I happened to have my laptop, had my phone. I'm like, I'm gonna do this right now. I started looking into how do you get songs into iTunes? How does that work? So I figured it out. I learned that the way music gets onto iTunes, Spotify, Google Play Store, all these places, is through a music distributor. So I looked around, found one that seemed to make sense, seemed to be legit, seemed to be one that people like. So then after that, I looked around to find some MP3 software. I figured I would make it about 20 minutes. I recorded the track, and then just through the music software, I just deleted the audio off of it. So I named the song A very good song. First thing that came to mind, I think it was 5 A's. This covered like pretty much most people's problem. And then I named the album Have a Wonderful Day because I assumed people would plug their phone in and see this often, so I just wanted to make it kind of happy. It took a few days to iron it all out, figure it out, and then by Wednesday, I uploaded it out to the services, and I wanted to charge like a little bit of money for it, 99 cents, seemed like that's not crazy for it. But I learned that when you upload it that long, it requires the person to buy an album, $9.99, and of course that's ridiculous. So then I figured out it needs to be under 10 minutes, so I cut it down, which if you actually listen to the whole thing, you'll notice that I say something right at the very end telling you to change the track, but I think I say,
it's been 26 minutes, and it's time for you to change the track.
I thought I had uploaded the right version, but I guess I didn't. So then I uploaded it to iTunes. I tweeted it out, and it was quickly picked up by one of my friends at Fader. From there, it just kind of totally blew up. So many places wrote about it. Lifehacker, Mashable, Realist, Popular Mechanic.
Okay, I have to say that that is not where I thought that story was going to go.
Yeah, I was totally, I mean, I didn't know what to expect.
But I am 100% on board with buying it because he named, it is... Ed Sheeran's
yes,
the A-Team.
Yes, every time I plug the phone in.
That always starts.
Yes.
So, That is, yeah, I'm in. That's I would love for that.
I love how he's like, it's a real problem. And I mean, like, I know that it sounds stupid, but it is kind of annoying that every time I plug my phone in my car, that's exactly the song that plays.
All right. What else you got, Cal?
I don't know. Not a whole lot right now. I'm just trying to entertain Alex.
I see that.
yep. I was real prepared today, as I always am. So, yep. Let's see what I have on my Facebook. I sometimes try and save stuff. I don't know if I have for a while. Let's see. Because it's hard telling. Some of them I think I've done. Whoops.
Alex has a lot to say.
I know. Can't you tell? I've done some of these already. Oh, the scare prank. Well, this one is a not top 10. Oh, I don't know. Rare face plant. It's not even going now. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I got anything on there that was worth anything.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you this. As we look ahead to this year, and I know, again, we kind of talked about this, but we're 50 episodes in. What are things that you hope we can do over the next 50 episodes? Got any ideas? That's anybody that you would really, that would be awesome if we could sit down and interview them or talk to them? Or
I don't know. That's a good question. I would say, I think I would like to do some, the on location type things. I think that would be cool. You've gotten quite a bit of stuff together that like enables us to do that now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really interested. You've used some of it for your Throttled Up and for some of those. So I'm kind of, excited to do like the one, next week where we get to go to, Seymour Brewing Company. So I'm looking forward to that. So I think that, I mean, that would probably be some things, just kind of getting out and being able to do some of that, I think would be kind of exciting. I'd love to get some, you know, some people in, you know, NC or whoever to come in and do, like some of the different challenges, or like we were watching the other day, which I think would be cool. The wing one,
the hot ones.
Yeah. Like the hot wing one type challenge or whatever.
Well, they do an interview with
they do an interview with it, so I guess we could do that with an interview, but somebody'd have to be up to do it with us. But different stuff like that. I don't know, as far as, I mean, I'm looking forward to all of the people that we have scheduled. I'm trying to think if there's others that I would want to definitely make sure to get scheduled in the next 50. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'll be honest. I don't want to throw anybody out. I've got some names of some people that I would like to hopefully get on.
Okay.
And they're not like big name people. I just don't want to throw them out there and then them not be able to do it or not be interested. But
right.
You know, I think that's probably where I've transitioned to a little bit, is that, you know, I think before, obviously this thing is always evolving, and I think we kind of started with, you know, just being you and I. Which, I'll be honest, I have kind of, which we weren't as prepared tonight as what we should be, because we spent most of the weekend kind of just chilling and hanging out. But I have kind of missed just doing some shows where we just talk off the cuff.
Yeah, well, because that's the other thing, is there's sometimes even that I think, oh yeah, well we should do that on the podcast. But it's like when we, which that kind of makes me think of something, but like when we obviously have people over, I mean, it's not just us like being stupid and talking about whatever.
And so I that's one thing. I want to start balancing a little bit more of that in there. Obviously get NC back in studio with us again. But I like I said, there are some people I want to talk to. But I think where we've evolved a little bit, I think we really were trying to reach out to national type people that we could get in or take phone calls from.
Right.
And we've done some of that. I mean, Corey Michaelis that came on as a nationwide comic.
Uh-huh.
And some of the others. But
I really have been intrigued by talking to people that are local and stories that are local and
right.
kind of being around here. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to, and I'm going to try and reach out to a few more of those. And I've got a couple that I really want to hopefully get on here in the next couple weeks. Well, next couple weeks, next 50 episodes, yeah. I should say. So, yeah, but I agree. I would like to do some on locations.
Yeah.
I would love for if there's some festivals going on or things like that. You know, we did the
yeah.
the Vernon Arts Festival, which we weren't nearly ready for the setup the way we are now.
I was going to say that would be I mean, you're the one that got it all set up and everything, but that would be way we would be way more prepared, I think, this time.
Yeah. So I am excited to do some more of that kind of stuff as well going forward. So but I mean, like I said, I am pumped about where we're at and what we're doing. And again, thank you to everybody that kind of hangs out with us and listens to us. And again, we're sorry that our schedule's kind of been off and everything we've been doing's kind of been
yeah.
off, but we're excited to get back in the flow and get things going. So did you end up having something?
I do, actually. I've got a couple things, but I don't know. We'll see. One of them, I was hearing on the radio here, and this was a while ago, and that's what I put in my notes, and I kind of forgot about it. But they talked about how there's a possibility of gas being delivered to your apartment, like they can come and fill up your car at your apartment. What do you think about that? I mean, obviously it wouldn't be like in Crothersville, Indiana. Like I'm sure it'd be like New York City or Chicago or something like that. But I think it would be. I mean, because I am the absolute that one person. I don't think I'm the one person, but I am a person. That I'm number one glad that my car counts down how many miles to empty, and I will push it almost until I cannot. Like here a while ago, I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, can I make it all the way through Seymour to drop the boys off so I can get to school before I have to fill up? And like, I knock on wood, I do not know how I haven't ran out of gas. I mean, but I have definitely used my car. Like all the way to one. Like I've gone to 2 miles. I know, but I see. I always think there's they've got to put like an extra like 5 miles at least on there.
Right, because everybody's
gonna be like, it said there was still 1 mile left, you know, and I'm just a mile from whatever.
Well, right, because anybody would assume that if you have told somebody repeatedly that they're almost out of gas, that they would continue to drive, hoping that you plan another 5 miles in on top of what you've already told them.
You know, that sounds like. When you put
that sounds like kids at homework.
I know. When you put it that way, it sounds like something that I would get onto a student about of like, I've told you 17 times.
That it's due this day. Well, I thought you'd plan a couple extra days for those of us that didn't do it.
I know. That's very true. But that's what I think in my head.
So I guess my answer is, if you're asking me what I think about it, it seems ridiculous to me.
But it's something I would do.
But I think it's great that somebody's going to make money off of people who are too lazy to stop at the gas station. But that just seems ridiculous to
me. You know what the other one was they were talking about? Getting your car washed at night. Like in its parking spot. Getting your car washed. That one I don't think is a real thing. Like I think that's one that they were talking about. But I'm like, I could just leave my car there and they wash it. Of course, I mean, what's it matter? I drive through the drive-through one anyway. It's not like I actually do it.
Again, that's another one that I see no need for. Like, you act like the only option is to go out and hand wash it yourself. That is just...
I thought those, I'm like, really? So...
There's no wonder you're not an entrepreneur because we've had lots of failed businesses.
You don't think those would take off?
No, I don't.
You don't think gas delivered to your apartment would take off?
No.
You don't think so?
No. Like, how else can I say it? No.
Well, gas delivered to your workplace. I mean, then I would have to do it.
Okay, so tell me
this.
Okay. Number one, we've already said that it's not going to happen anywhere around where we live. It's going to have to be a big city.
I know,
okay,
yeah.
But it's going to have to be an extremely big city. Because even talking Louisville, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, about every few blocks there's a gas station. So you just have to pull in and pump. Chicago and New York, in New York City, most people don't own a car.
That's true.
So where is the business aspect of it?
I don't know. I mean, I guess if they could just pull around through all those parking garages, I bet they could make a lot of money. And I mean, heck, if they start washing cars down there, they can just
wash
them.
Let's also talk about the fact that the entire car market is going to electric vehicles. So this is a great time to start a company where you deliver
gas. Get something to charge it. That's what I should have meant.
Most big cities have those charging stations.
Yeah, I know, but like, are they that convenient?
Most of them are in parking garages and things.
Okay, so they've already thought of it. Well,
like most things, you're about 10 years behind. Those, you really thought those were great ideas?
I thought those were interesting. Yes, I will delete them now because that was a fail.
Well, it was a great conversation. It was just a ridiculous idea.
Alex thought it was ridiculous that you're arguing with me.
Delivering gas to your apartment. So what if you're not there when they come?
Well, I'm sure you pay on a credit card.
What if your car's not there?
Like, you don't have to be standing there. That's the point. Well, I'd say you'd schedule a time.
Okay, and an emergency happens.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously stuff like that happens for sure. But, I mean, you'd schedule a
time.
Or,
like you don't put it in your phone and you forget. So you go to the movies and your car's not there.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
I mean, do I need to shoot any more holes in this idea?
No. I mean, I wrote it down. I forgot about it. So now, I wasn't able to do all my research.
Okay, so here's the other part I'll throw at you. Gas stations have even went away from the guys that pump the gas for you. Like, that's a better idea to me.
To have the guy pump the gas for me again.
Then deliver it to me. What do you think the delivery cost is?
Yeah, that's the other thing.
So you're paying twice for the gas, but you got to pay for the truck that brings the gas to you and your gas.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how much they would charge. Don't think it'd be worth it, though?
Not at all. Not at all. But find out what the name is. See if they want to sponsor Married with Children, the podcast. Because obviously it's a multi-million dollar idea.
Absolutely.
All right, well, I don't know where else to go after
so
that.
So are you sad that you asked me that what I had?
A little bit. A little bit, just being honest. Gas delivery.
I got another one if you want to hear it. Not of that same thing, but another something to talk about. Or I can save it for later.
Go ahead.
Awful habits that are actually good for you.
Okay.
As Alex tries to eat
like having someone come and pump your gas.
No. Like, they say that, like, picking your nose and eating it is actually good for you because of, like, the, I don't know, some science stuff. Like, because of the bacteria or something, as you get it and then it digests.
I just love the backup that you had there. It's, you know, it's good for you because of some science stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm not a science person, so I don't know all the words. Yeah.
Okay, so that picking your nose and eating it. So you're going to start that?
That no, I think that's gross. But that's the only one I can think of. I just didn't know if you had any ideas.
That was the whole bit?
Well, yeah.
That was the only bad habit you had?
Well, yeah, that's the only one I can think of right now.
Well, I thought you had
I didn't write them down. This was as I was driving and listening on the radio. I can't text and drive. So I jotted it down, and that's as far as I got.
All right. Science stuff. I got to teach you how to do audio notes.
Oh, yeah. I should do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's almost as good of an idea as having someone come and fill your car up and wash it in the middle of the night.
Well, I mean, I wish I'd have invented the audio notes. That would have been good.
Yeah.
Better than my gas idea or washing your car at night.
Yeah, I'm loving watching you try and wrestle yourself.
I know. This is awful.
He's getting into everything. All right. Well...
All right. Well, I'll try to do better next time.
Wow.
Sorry.
Yeah. And again, I want to go back to that. I said that I thought these kind of episodes were good. So next time we'll make sure we have a guest.
Yeah. Somebody here so I don't have to talk as much.
But no, thanks everybody for supporting us. We appreciate you. And don't forget to visit our sponsors. Check us out this weekend as we talk to...
Alex says bye.
Check us out this week as we talk to Chris Spangle from the We Are Libertarians Network and Sean Malone from Seymour Brewing Company and Brooklyn Pizza.